When we talk about the soul of the United States, so often we gravitate to the country's middle, places like the Midwest, Texas, the Great Plains. Now, tying all of these places together is a road. It's Interstate 35. It stretches from border to border, from Laredo, Texas, to Duluth, Minnesota. And increasingly, it's part of the circulatory system that brings immigrants from Mexico and beyond into the American heartland. New York Times reporter Damian Cave recently traveled the entire length of I-35 for a multimedia project called The Way North. Through writing, photography, sound, and video, Damian captures the ways immigration is changing the interior of our country. He joins us to speak with us about what he saw along the highway. Welcome back to Latino USA, Damian.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So how has immigration touched the communities that run along this highway?
Well, you know, when we started, what we wanted to do was investigate how immigrants and non-immigrants were getting along or not at the very local level. But the story that I think that hasn't really been told that we found is that for the most part, people are working out their differences. You know, it's not always something they like to do. It's not always working as perfectly as it could. But there's a sense that we heard over and over again of, well, the immigrants are here. We have to work it out.
There were many moments in your series that I really loved. The drive-in in Gainesville, Texas. So, you know, the drive-in movie theater, it's packed with Mexicans.
I have to say, I was just as surprised as anyone would be in that experience. You know, I mean, one of the things that struck me was, you know, a drive-in is kind of this old 1950s idea. And in a lot of ways, Latino culture almost feels like a throwback to the 1950s when you're there at the drive-in, where you have families gathered together. It's sort of this idyllic scene of Americana, and yet it's Latino Americana. And that's really what we saw.
You also saw how Mexican traditions are being transplanted, right? The bautismos, the baptisms, the birthdays, the quinceañeras, the piñatas. You know, I mean, my daughter is 16. I just had her a piñata in her park in Harlem here in New York City. How have you seen these traditions from El Sur, from the South, being adapted into the North?
You know, the cake at this party that we went to in Wichita, Kansas, it didn't say Feliz Cumpleaños, it said Happy Birthday. As somebody who can see both cultures, it's quite apparent that slowly things are changing and that this is a hybrid. You know, the kids on the iPhone are listening to John Legend, you know. A lot of it is sort of generational. I mean, there's a really big difference between parents and children is another thing that we saw.
So what about the resistance to these immigrant communities? Did you get a sense of that as well?
I mean, there's definitely pockets of the country that are still very strongly opposed to illegal immigration and to immigration at all to some degree. But you also have lots of people who are finding ways to accommodate this. You know, I spoke to several kind of retired old ladies at this church who I thought were going to say, oh, you know, the Mexican immigrants are ruining our neighborhood. And, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, they might have said that. But now what they're saying is, listen, it used to be all these guys who came in and just worked and were loud. But now there's families and they're fixing the houses, and they could see the benefits to their community, benefits that maybe weren't as apparent to them 5 or 10 years ago. So as the community changes, as the immigrant community becomes more settled, I think opinions are changing as well.
So after your 38-day trip north on I-35, what have you decided? Are these immigrants that are coming in actually Americans or not?
You know, I think this is a conversation that the country really needs to have. And the idea here is that, you know, being American is changing. It's something that's in flux. But if you have someone who has spent most of their life here working and has raised a family here, if you asked any of their neighbors, is this person American, I think they would likely say yes.
And after all of your travels, are you feeling confused, hopeful, worried about the future, all of the above?
I would say I'm more hopeful than I was when I started. I mean, at the local level in the middle of the country, Americans are still maintaining that pragmatism that the country's famous for. At the end of the day, they want to get along with their neighbors, and whatever their ideological views might be, that sort of matters most. And I have to say, in some ways, it restored my faith in sort of how the country works. That said, the other thing that's really striking is the divide between how people live at that local level and the conversation in Washington. Washington feels so disconnected from the reality of what's happening in people's communities.
Damian, thanks for your great work.
Thank you.
Damian Cave is a correspondent covering Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean for the New York Times. You can find his multimedia project, The Way North, on the Times website.